Now, at some point during your school life, you likely had a substitute teacher. Teachers, like anyone else, can suddenly get sick or have a family emergency. And when that happens, the early morning call goes out to a list of subs who've been screened and pre-approved for duty. But school districts across Maine report they are struggling to find enough subs. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
2 years ago, Lewiston Superintendent Bill Webster says the district had a crisis on its hands. There just weren't enough substitute teachers to fill in when needed. On the average day, Webster says the school could only locate enough subs to fill about two-thirds of the demand.
Because at the end of the day, we may be good at educating in the classroom. It doesn't necessarily mean we're good at recruiting substitutes.
Webster says 2 years ago, Lewiston was forced to hire an outside temp agency to fill its substitute teacher needs and get that 65% rate up above 90%. And even then, the problem persisted.
The results of Kelly were, at least on the surface, no better than what we were doing.
Webster doesn't blame the company, though. He blames the economy. With unemployment rates so low, he says, it's hard to find people who are willing to work 2 or 3 days a week as a substitute for pay as low as $50 a day in some districts. And Webster says because there's also a shortage of educators in the state, many good subs are quickly promoted. They become education technicians and eventually full-time teachers. The sub shortage, Webster says, has left schools scrambling to find anyone willing to fill in. And that's a problem.
Any required substitute that is not provided is creating additional stresses on a school. You know, in the worst case, can have a negative impact on school climate.
It's hard when someone really doesn't know what it's like to teach in a school or how you even interact with kids.
Retired teacher and current sub Janice Sarabona says if a substitute doesn't know how to handle a classroom, it can quickly get out of hand. She says she's often required to use all of her skills as a former educator to keep kids in line.
You know, so kids will say, well, I can do this or I can do that. And then I'll say to them, well, now I'm going to check with your teacher because I already know. So please make sure that you're giving me the correct information.
Administrators say retired teachers like Sarabona are their first choice in the pool of substitutes. But they're being forced to take steps to expand that pool. And many are now upping substitute pay to as much as $100 a day. Some are advertising more on social media or loosening their criteria for who's allowed to become a sub.
You guys go outside. Go outside. Go outside.
The other, more hands-on solution is to show prospective substitutes exactly what being a sub is like to help them decide if it's right for them. Many communities host substitute crash course classes. About 10 potential subs have showed up to this class in Waterville. Some are retirees, some are new moms and dads re-entering the workforce.
And I'd probably be standing here by the door because I know the bell's going.
Longtime sub Ron Merrill leads them through a kind of substitute teacher simulation, offering tips on how to deal with unruly kids.
Okay, I've got 3 steps, people. Step one, everybody in the seats. I've got about 4 standing. I've got 2 standing. I've got 1 standing. Everybody's in their seats. Okay, very good, in your seats. Step two, everybody quiet.
But Merrill also speaks with them about the realities of school as a way to weed out the prospective substitutes who may not actually want to be in the classroom.
If I have a bad day, like Jeanette said she does, I try to figure out, what did I do wrong? What can I do? So, a lot of times, you know, it's not your fault. You've done everything you possibly can. And if you wasn't in there and I was in there, probably the same thing would happen to me. So you really don't want to take this personal.
As the class wraps up, Merrill asks the students, how many of you still want to be subs after learning what it takes? A few appear to waver, but the other 6 or so indicate that they plan on sticking with it. And that means they may get a call very early in the morning over the next few weeks, and in a small way, help ease the state shortage of good substitute teachers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.